أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفأنت تسمع الصم أو تهدي العمي ومن كان في ضلال مبين. As we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those who turn a blind eye, who turn away from the dhikr, the remembrance and the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consequences will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint and assign a shaitan with them that will deviate them to such an extent that they would think that they are guided, yet they will be in manifest error. Here Allah says, أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمُ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you going to make the deaf hear? O تَهْدِ الْعُمْيَ, or are you going to guide the blind? وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, and that person who is in manifest error. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of hearing, the reality of vision, and the reality of guidance. That when one turns away from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the ears, and the sealing of the ears would mean that they can hear the material things of this world, they can or maybe hear the physical words of the Quran, but they would not be able to digest it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them deaf from hearing the actual spiritual aspects of the Quran Kareem. Aw tahdi al-umya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinds the eyes, that now the eyes cannot see the truth, it cannot see the haqq, and the reality is that they have deviated far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when these people turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they turned away from the advices, the remembrance of Allah, this would be the consequences of their own deeds, and hence they will never find guidance thereafter unless Allah so desires, and they make tawbah and they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِمَّا نَذْهَبَنَّ بِكَ فَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you away from this material world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will avenge them. In other words, there is two parts to it. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give this deen dominance on the surface of the earth. These enemies of Islam, some of them Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may not see in his life the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, but even if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam away from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to avenge. Retribution will be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely punish them. Or the other option is, O nuriyannaka alladhi wa'adnahum, or we will show you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the punishments that we had promised them. فَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مُقْتَدِرُونَ, for certainly we have complete power over them. So hence in your lifetime you may see some of the promises that we had made to them. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the miserable plight at the time of the Battle of Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witnessed the weakness at the time of Ahzab, the Battle of Change. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen the power dwindling. Then of course Fateh Makkah had taken place. So in his lifetime also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala how Allah had taken retribution. And together with that, there were many that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see, how the imposters like Musaylama Al-Kadhab had been destroyed by the forces of the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that the full power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when all this continues, they turned away from the dhikr and the Quran and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had opposed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we find a very, very important advice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this advice is the advice that Allah is giving to His most beloved Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we listen to the advice, we would never even imagine he would have done anything else but abided by what Allah had said. And this advice is till the day of Qiyamah for each one of us, you and I, whatever the conditions of the world be, no matter how weak this ummah may seem to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's advice is till the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold on to that which has been revealed unto you. And what has been revealed unto Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This Qur'an. Hold on to the Qur'an. In every way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held on to this Qur'an. Insofar as practice was concerned, insofar as tilawat was concerned, insofar as da'wat was concerned, in every aspect, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained steadfast on it. So hence, this message is not for him particularly, but this message is for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We found Sahaba-i-Kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they abided by this. Wherever they were, whatever the conditions may have been, in weakness or in strength, whether they were victorious or otherwise, Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had held on to this kitab of Allah. They had held on to the ahkam and the laws of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed us the victories that Allah ta'ala had given. And this is the weakness of the ummah at this particular time. Not others, but me, myself, and each one of us. We need to take stock. How much of the Quran do we hold on to in our lives, in our business lives, our domestic lives, at home, out of our homes, in the masjid, out of the masjid? How much of the Quran do we hold on to? And that is why we see a miserable plight of the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala change that. Innaka ala siratim mustaqim. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the assurance that certainly you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is on the siratim mustaqim. And yet you are on the siratim mustaqim. And yet we are reinforcing that you must hold on to the Quran Kareem, this kitab of Allah. وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one other very important aspect about the Quran, that certainly this Quran, some of the commentators have translated it as, it is a word of honor for you and your people. When you hold on to this Quran, Allah will grant you the honor. It is a reminder for you and your people. When you hold on to the Quran, you will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you and your qawm, for you and your people here generally will refer to the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba-i-kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and those who had come after. فَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. In the very near future, all of you will be questioned about your deeds and your actions. وَاسْأَلْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رُسُولِنَا أَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ آلِهَةً يُعْبَدُونَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask those people whom we had sent before you from the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. What must Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask them? أَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ آلِهَةً. Did Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, did He appoint other deities besides Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself, yu'badun, so that those deities and those gods will be worshipped? Obviously, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not done so. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, testified and they had invited towards the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Only one question here is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the last of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, then how would he have asked all the other Anbiya? So some ulama have stated that this was hypothetical, in that if you ever have to meet them, and if Allah Ta'ala miraculously would have resurrected these Anbiya and you would have met them, then you could have asked them. But most of them have said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had met all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam on that momentous journey of the Mi'raj, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Imam in Al-Aqsa, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam followed. At that time, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi have narrated some of the ahadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had posed this question to them. But also, if you are unable to ask them, then obviously the kitabs, no matter how contaminated it may have been, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and all the other scriptures, no matter how much they may have tempered, changed it, doctored it, etc., but yet we will find traces of Tawheed in each one of these kitabs. So if you cannot ask the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then look into the kitabs that have been sent to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Each one of them speak about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.